It's been a month since Democratic Congressman Connor Lamb won the special election for his current seat, and he already faces a new drama on a new stage. It's in the 17th District, to the north and west of Pittsburgh, where he hopes to take on sitting Republican Congressman Keith Rothfuss in November. 90.5 WESA's Ann Lee Herring reports.
In the March special election in the 18th District, Lamb stressed congressional dysfunction and economic issues. He says he's taking a similar approach to his new race.
Most Western Pennsylvanians are facing the same basic issues.
Pat Klegling is one of the voters he wants to convince. At a track meet at Black Hawk High School in Beaver Falls, she says she's already quite familiar with Lamb.
I couldn't wait till actually this special election was over because I was tired of hearing the same ads. And we're not even involved in it because we're a different district.
A resident of Economy Borough in Beaver County, Klegling lives in what is set to become the 17th district following this year's election. Although she's a registered Democrat, she voted for President Trump in 2016. And she thinks Democratic lawmakers have been too quick to write him off.
And I'm not sure this Lamb, I don't know, I like to see young people, but he just, I'm not totally convinced yet.
The retired registered nurse says she might just sit out the primary and wait until the general election to make her choice. There, the Republican will be three-term Congressman Keith Rothfuss. With new lines ordered by the state Supreme Court in February, nearly all of the 17th falls within Rothfuss's current district. But it loses a vast stretch of rural areas the Tea Party Republican has come to count on, and now includes Lamb's home in Mount Lebanon. Despite this change, Rothfuss says he can prevail by emphasizing a pro-growth agenda. Unlike Lamb, Rothfuss is a big fan of the GOP tax plan, which he says will create jobs.
And so I think you do have that binary choice. Do we want to go down the path of more government and higher taxes or more jobs and higher wages?
Like numerous other decided voters at the track meet at Blackhawk, Republican Jim DeWeese of Aliquippa says he's sticking with Rothfuss. DeWeese likes that the representative is a strong supporter of gun rights, and he doesn't want to take a chance on a Democrat.
As far as this one goes, I'll stick with the status quo.
While incumbency usually is an asset, David Wasserman of Cook Political Report says it presents a challenge for Rothfuss.
He's going to have to point to a record of accomplishment in Congress at a time when Congress is very unpopular.
That's not the only obstacle for Rothfuss, says Wasserman.
The map couldn't have been drawn any better for Connor Lamb.
The 17th district now includes all of Beaver County, many suburban areas in Allegheny County, and Cranberry Township in Butler County. It's a study in contrasts, mixing prosperous suburbs with beleaguered post-industrial towns. Wasserman calls the 17th a toss-up and considers Lamb the narrow favorite. He says a lot of suburban Republicans are questioning their party identity given the current political climate.
Then you have Beaver County, which historically has been very Democratic, but was heavily pro-Trump in the 2016 election.
Suburban Republicans and conservative Democrats in Beaver County might not seem to have much in common, says former Democratic Congressman Jason Altmaier.
But both of those groups trend towards the center.
Altmaier represented many of the areas that fall within the 17th between 2007 and 2012. While he predicts a tough battle between Rothfuss and Lamb, he thinks Lamb is the kind of Democrat who can rally support from social conservatives in his party.
If you can give them a Democrat that's a good fit for the district that matches on those cultural issues, they're more than willing to vote Democrat.
In last month's special election, for example, Lamb walked a tightrope on issues like abortion, saying that while he's personally opposed to the practice, he believes in a woman's right to choose. Bob Grandizio of O'Hara Township sits in a barber's chair in Aspinwall, just outside the Pittsburgh city limits. He's a Democrat, but says he's voted for many Republicans in the past. This year, he's supporting Lamb because he thinks Rothfuss needs to be replaced.
He's a stone conservative. He's not willing to bend.
Grandizio's barber, Matthew Wolf of Blonox, says he's more of a liberal than his clients, but he too plans to vote for Lamb in the primary.
I don't necessarily agree with everything he says, but he's got an overall stance that's broad enough that I can kind of support him because you're supposed to be leading for a community, not for like personal beliefs.
Although Wolf is going with Lamb, he does have another option in the May 15th primary. Small business owner Ray Linsenmeyer says he's the liberal choice in the race. Last year, Lintonmeyer helped dozens of Democrats get elected to local office in the North Hills, and he says the new map is a boost to his candidacy.
The new district, from my point of view, brought in places like Penn Hills and Mount Lebanon, which are historic Democratic strongholds, where my message on gun safety and choice resonates very, very, very strongly.
Guns have emerged as a central issue in the aftermath of February's shooting in Parkland, Florida. The Democratic candidates discussed the topic at a town hall in Millvale last week. While Lamb continues to call for enhanced background checks, he also remains opposed to banning AR-15 rifles. Lintonmeyer supports a ban, and that's a big reason why Otilia Golis of Ross, here at the town hall, says she's supporting him.
Definitely kind of torn between Connor Lamb's name recognitions, but I do like Ray's answer much better.
Lamb's choosing to focus on economic issues.
I want to bring more jobs to this region, and I want to make sure that our people who have paid into Social Security and Medicare, our veterans who have served this country, actually get to realize the benefits that they've earned over time.
But Altmaier, the congressman who formerly represented the district, says voters will be watching for whether he delivers on those promises. Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.